possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Last year was one of the tougher years in Giants' recent memory for a number of reasons, not just with the win total at the end of the year, but the fact that it was their 100th season. They almost didn't win a home game in that 100th season. Saquon Barkley and the whole drama of offseason hard knocks. He goes to the Eagles. He is a Super Bowl champion. He gets another contract. Everybody talks about the conversation with John Mara and Joe Shane in the office and all of that. And, of course, they have to release Daniel Jones. It was brutal. Now, they're coming off as bad of a season as there is. I mean, there is a lot of optimism, which is, to me, a little bit odd. And I understand that they brought in some players and had a nice offseason, everything else. And Jackson Dart, if he comes in and plays it all in the regular season, it looks good. That changes everything. But, you know, there's still a long way to go from where they were last year at the end of the season to a team that could compete and try to sneak into the playoffs.
Well, I mean, to me, having Andrew Thomas and Malik Nabers back on the practice field is everything for those two, for this team, because those are two of their best players. I do think that they're going to be so much more competitive, and I do think that they're, to use a word that Mad Dog used to love to use here and still does to this very much to this very day, is they have juice, because they have young, youthful energy on this team, and they also have a coach who recognizes the reality of the business. You and I talked to Brian. We know that he knows that they have to win this year. I can't even imagine what John Mara felt like after last year, because it was the 100th season, and they were celebrating, and, you know, nobody loves the Giant brand more than John Mara does. And, you know, and how disappointing the entire season had to be for him, and then have to make another decision as to whether or not to keep the coach and the general manager or go into a different direction. And I think he decided the right thing, that he wanted somehow to stabilize the franchise, let these guys draft their quarterback, let them go out and get their edge rusher in Abdul Carter. And let's see if we give them one more year, that if they can do something and show significant improvement, especially on the competitive side. You know, there were games last year where the Giants were in these games, but you never felt like they could win the game. And I do feel like now, at least at the beginning of the season here, there is a general optimism about some of the youth that is on this team, the defensive line, the wide receiver. I think they're going to have a solid running game. Their offensive line should be much better. And like I told you, in the beginning of the year here, you know, Russell Wilson, just don't turn the ball over. Don't give the game away. That is really the big key for the Giants, limiting the turnovers and getting more turnovers than they got last year. And I think they will get more turnovers this year on defense, which is a very, very, which is a huge statistic in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, as they say, it's a sports cliche, football cliche. The great equalizer is the turnover, and you know that, you know, with the losing seasons that the Giants have had recently. I mean, even the season where they make it to the divisional round to win that playoff game, and Daniel Jones ends up having the greatest game of his life, which earned him a contract he probably shouldn't have gotten.
Well, it was a compromise contract, if you really think about it.
Yeah, but
if they really would have believed in him, they would have given him hell a lot more money. But I also remember John Mara saying, you know, we screwed this kid up six ways to Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was no stability around him. And they thought maybe with that first year under Brian Daboll, that Brian Daboll got a lot out of him. And winning that playoff game cemented what I thought then, and I still think today, was a compromise contract. Because if they truly believed in him, they would have given him like a 6 or 7 year deal with a hell of a lot more guaranteed money.
Yeah, I mean, they still gave him more money than they needed to give him. And obviously there was an out there, which they used.
Yeah, well, that was the compromise. Like, hey, you want a playoff game for us. And again, I go back to the owner. The owner's telling you that they felt like they screwed him up. And the owner, you know, maybe to the detriment of the team, is very loyal to certain players. You know, and I think he's been loyal to Lawrence Taylor. I think he's been loyal to Eli Manning equally, you know, loyal to Phil Simms in a certain respect, the way that they treat him. And all the great Giant players that have gone through there, the history of the Giants in the 100th year. And the owner took all that stuff serious, really takes that stuff seriously. And then when I think about him handwriting notes.
Yeah, to season ticket holders, yeah. I mean, he's definitely taken these last few years very, very hard. You saw him throw the chair in one of the boxes, and you saw him at the end of the year, this past year, talking about, you know, how disappointed he was. So there's no doubt about it. I'll never forget, you know, being on the sideline for that game that we did for Compass Media Networks, watching. So I go over to the Giants sideline. I see John Mara wanting to go out and talk to Saquon. I actually heard John Mara say to somebody, I was hoping he'd come over to me. And then he went out and asked, you know, one of the coaches, is it okay if I go into the drill and say hello to Saquon? And did, and then they had that moment. So, I mean, yeah, last year had to just been just incredibly, incredibly
difficult. And all of that was exposed on off-season Hard Knocks.
Yep.
You know.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
The feelings that certainly John Mara had for Saquon Barkley were apparent in those videos, which I don't know, just makes it all the more worse for the Giants and the Giant fans watching what Saquon went on to do in Philadelphia. So I don't know. I mean, I think there's a better feeling around the team. I do. I really feel like there's a genuine feeling of optimism, and eventually Jackson Dart will get on the field. But it's going to be Russell Wilson's job to keep him from getting on the field, and that's a good incentive for Russell to play well and not turn the ball over.
Yeah, I mean, I just think from a standpoint of keeping the game under control, it's going to be a hell of a lot easier to watch Russell Wilson, you know, on a 3rd and 8, you know, getting rid of the ball, knowing what to do, being confident, all these things that we wanted from Daniel Jones and never got.
But he's not going to be the Russell Wilson from 10 years ago. He's going to be the Russell Wilson that you saw in Denver. He's going to be the Russell Wilson that you saw in Pittsburgh. That's who you're getting now. You're getting a much more careful, older, smarter, experienced player. Whether or not he creates the big plays like he did when he was younger in Seattle, I doubt that's going to happen, but he does have Malik Nabers, and he does throw a great deep ball. So we should see a bunch of that and a bunch of shots down the field, because that's what he's known for, and I guarantee you that's what Brian Daboll is going to tell him. We've got to give Malik Nabers opportunities down the field. We need more big 25-plus-yard plays.
I'm sure it's out there at some point. I'm just trying to,
Yeah, I got it. All right, the week one point spreads already. So
I would say 6.5.
For what?
Washington's favored.
Yes. Did you see this already?
I did not.
Okay.
Is that right?
That is right.
Oh, uh-huh.
On the nuts. That's right. Commanders minus 6.5. Let's see. The Jets.
I'm going to say the Jets are... Ooh, that's either even or the Steelers 1.5.
Steelers minus 3.
Oh.
Steelers minus 3 on the road at the Jets, week one.
And Aaron Rodgers has not played a single season preseason snap, nor will he.
Yeah. I mean, if he comes in and lights them up, that's just going to be awful. It just really is. I mean, not like the Jet fan has got any. I mean, they're so calloused at this point. I mean, it's impenetrable.
Yeah, the one thing I will say is that if there's, you couldn't have picked a worse team. Well, I guess, you know, Justin Fields is a former Steeler, so he's seen that team in practice. He knows who the players are.
Yeah.
But, man, dealing with the Steelers' 34 defensive package and all the different things that they can do with it to confuse players, especially quarterbacks, not the greatest opening team to go against from an offensive perspective.
No, not at all. What about Cowboys at Eagles? First game of the year, September 4th, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say... I'll say the Eagles are probably division. Help me, Michael Parton. Eagles 6.5.
Yep, there you go. Nice, very very nice. Trying to see if there's any other ones that are halfway interesting. All right, biggest spread of the week: Titans at Broncos 7.5. That's the biggest
one
of the
week. That's the biggest spread of the week. Okay.
Yeah, and if you're looking like that's going to be,
I'll tell you what, I got to believe. You know, Cam Ward. That's his first start at Denver.
Yeah, that's going to be a big knockout pick selection, right?
It will be. For week one. Yes, it will.
You watch him go in and light it up, and that day turn into the next great superstar. Everybody gets knocked out the first week.
It hasn't gone so smoothly. I mean, he's looked good in practice, but you know, he hasn't played much in the preseason, but it's not as smooth. Well, again, a rookie. Just he's got to learn. He's going to learn the hard way because he's going to start right out of the gate.
That's right. I think he can handle it, though. I like him. I think he's going to have a pretty good season.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.